Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for June 24th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. You know, we're having a two-hour incredible bonanza radio interview with our dear friend, James Edwards of the politicalcesspool.org radio program. We're talking about a lot of fascinating topics, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to be very clear. James is a dear friend. We've been attacked in the media relentlessly, trying to divide us, trying to claim that we're things we're not. We will stand tall for liberty. We'll stand tall as dear friends, and we will not let them destroy all that we hold dear. We will not back away. We will not equivocate. We will not apologize. We will stand tall for God, family, and country, and all the principles that we believe in. That is who we are and what we intend to do, my fellow Americans. Look, liberty matters. All right, here's the continued interview with my dear friend, James Edwards of the Political Cesspool.
And John Durham testifying right now about his report. I think it's an absolute waste of time. Political theater, just absolutely completely bogus. Nothing will happen. Da-da-da-da-da, as the deep state protects itself and runs theater for the American people.
Yeah, there's that, Sam, and I was still caught up on something that I heard during the top of the hour news break just a moment ago, which ties into all of this, and plus we were talking about in the first hour. I mean, you just had, it was just announced that a district judge in Arkansas found that an Arkansas prohibition against sex change procedures, whether it be puberty blockers or surgery or whatever, the whole panoply. District judge in Arkansas finds that Arkansas prohibition on sex change procedures on children under the age of 18 is unconstitutional. So here again, you've got that the people of the state of Arkansas didn't want this in their state. The state legislature in Arkansas didn't want this in their state. And here you have one district judge, though, who knows better than the entirety of the citizenry of Arkansas, who knows better than the state legislature. We're going to allow it. It's unconstitutional for you not to allow it. I've read the Constitution from open to close. I don't see anything in there where a minor who doesn't even have the ability to choose what they want to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can't let a kid decide what they want to eat. They'd eat candy nonstop, but they can decide whether or not what their gender is and whether they want to mutilate and castrate themselves and sterilize themselves for life. It's unconstitutional for them not to have that so-called right. Well, this is it, Sam. I mean, one judge just upended the entire state of Arkansas's law on this. How do you win? What future is there for our people under this system?
There's not. That's the problem. And until that gets changed, and that's my point by last hour when we talked about, hey, a lot of these things happened by Donald Trump-appointed judges. It doesn't matter who you appoint to the system, folks. The system is broken. If the system, look, if this judge stands up, he will be absolutely slaughtered. Look at Clarence Thomas to make part of the point. But these judges are in positions where they almost have no choice but to rule with just psychosis, or they'll absolutely be destroyed. And that's happening to people's careers. That's happening in politics. It's happening to judges. In other words, situations that are supposed to be nonpartisan or above politics, if you will. But in addition to this federal judge in Arkansas striking down the state's law forbidding medical treatments for children seeking, and teenagers, I say, seeking these, quote, they call them gender transitions, but that's the lie. We should say body mutilations instead of gender transitions. See how they create these smooth words for this stuff, folks? But pair that with the latest AMA, American Medical Association, headline that says this. Doctors group, that's the AMA, claims that chemicals that relate to body chemicals and body mutilations are, quote, medically necessary. Yeah, the AMA jumps in fight on the side of the transgender ideologies. WND.com with that story. You pair those together, we're getting our heads handed to us at every level, James.
That's right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Sam, because that's a great point, too. So, obviously, our media is criminally corrupt, but our courts, you say, well, this is the law, this isn't the law. Where, there's a constitutional law that says that there's the founding fathers put it in the Constitution that the kids ought to have the right to do this. I mean, it's completely made up. Completely made up. So the legal system is criminally corrupt. And the scientific community is criminally corrupt.
Hold on. Let's be very clear. When we say that it violates the Constitution, that's a lie. The Constitution, just for sake of education, sorry to derail for a second,
no,
James,
please,
but I
want to
make
do.
This very clear. The general Constitution, or the Constitution for the United States of America, is designed to chain down people at the federal level. It is designed to create a list of here's what you're allowed to do's, and we're going to separate that list of here's what you're allowed to do's into three branches so that nobody gets confused, so that you've got checks and balances, so that no one gets too much power. We're going to chain you down with the Constitution. Look, you know what? Executive branch, here's what you can do. Here's your list. Legislative branch, here's what you can do. Here's your list. Judicial branch, here's what you can do, and here's your list. And by the way, via then the Bill of Rights, anything that's not specifically defined in that narrow scope of the supreme law of the land on the federal level is left to the states and to the people respectively. Now, to make that contract more clear, there's a designated authority to the general government that's very limited and defined by the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. Every state has its own constitution documenting the contract with the dual sovereign, the federal level, the limited scope of the Constitution, the state level, the scope of the Constitution per a given state. And that state constitution is, again, a separate contract from the general constitution. We, the people, have two contracts. They derive their just power from the consent of the governed. You tell me where in the general constitution designed to chain down the federal government that it says a state can't stand up for morality and say you can't mutilate children's bodies. You can't literally destroy with a knife or whatever you want to call it, a scalpel, their sexual organs. You can't do that. That is criminal. We're not doing that in this state. Where does it say in either the state constitution, giving the state authority by the consent of the governed, the contract, or the general government, the dual sovereignties? This is absolutely, as James said, psychotic and made up. And I've just given you the backstory from a constitutional scholar perspective, ladies and gentlemen. You show me different. And all they'll point to is, oh, the supremacy clause lets the government do anything they want. They lie. The supremacy clause doesn't say that at all, James.
Well, that's a great backgrounder on the Constitution, but to suggest that the Constitution had this safeguard in it for kids to do that, you're talking about kids below 18 who aren't fully developed. I'm not talking about just a 16, 17-year-old. You're talking about, you know, 10, 11-year-olds. They had a show on TLC, I Am Jazz, that documented the so-called gender transition of this very, very young child. Sick, and depraved and evil. A doctor mutilating a healthy body because they think something. I mean, what they're thinking. Now that is a mental illness. That's a cause for true care. But what these doctors are doing is criminal. But anyway, we know that. But here's the thing: you were mentioning the AMA, the American Medical Association. We know that the courts and the media and all of these other institutions are criminally corrupt. Academia, of course. But even the scientific community now, there is no governing body that we have in terms of the institutions that control our society are anchored or tethered to any semblance of truth. And you can't count on doctors. You can't count on the medical the medical associations, because they have trimmed their cells to fit in with whatever the narrative is at that moment. Of course, you know, going back to the 70s, for instance, the 1970s, the American Psychiatric Association said that homosexuality itself was a mental illness. And now we've progressed.
And by the way, I think they were correct.
This is what progress is, though, Sam. You've gone from that. Anytime you hear the word progress, something's getting progressively worse. We have progressed now from that position to you're an extremist if you don't believe that children should have the right to come in and do this. And of course, there are more than two genders, male and female. There are an infinite amount of genders, and the genders can be fluid. You can be something one day, and next year you be something totally different. And I'm not just talking about male and female, because obviously there are so many more than just two genders, and you can transfer from one to the other based upon how you're feeling at that time in your life. But this is something that now these the biggest medical organizations are saying is backed by medical science. And we saw that, too, going back with the George Floyd protests.
And we saw that with COVID.
That's exactly. See, this is it. That's, you rang my bell. You're reading my mind. We saw this back during the, what they called them, protests, the George Floyd riots, true insurrections when you're burning down cities and things like that. But they were saying at that time, this was in 2020, of course, that Donald Trump should be obviously dismissed because he's having these rallies during the election year of 2020. And these are super spreader events. All of these people and not wearing masks and not within beyond 6 feet of one another. This is a danger to the public health. This is just terrible. And then you have all of these George Floyd people who would get together for their whatever you want to call it. And they're just shoulder to shoulder like sardines, tens of thousands of them. And not only did the media not bring it up that was a super spreader event, you had medical associations. You had prominent doctors saying it could not spread at those events. And not at all were they tripped up or embarrassed by the hypocrisy to say that at once, simultaneously, Donald Trump rallies were super spreader events, but these riots, it couldn't spread there. You know, really very little threat that it would spread.
Well,
there.
You're right about this. And let me tell you what's going on right this very second, by the way, that I find fascinating to the point you made, James. I don't know if you know this right now, but the House Oversight Committee, they call it a select subcommittee of that Oversight House Committee, is having hearings on the coronavirus pandemic right now. Okay, they're holding a hearing right now. They call it Churches versus Casinos. Hey, can you skip the break? They're calling this Churches versus Casinos, and they say this: the Constitution is not suspended in times of crisis. Now, I appreciate the House talking about this now, but boy, howdy are they a day late and a dollar short. You think there's going to be any repercussions? They're going to be like, oh man, that was really bad. We were really horrible. We won't do it again. Next. Move along. Nothing here. Where were these Republican folks in the House while the criminal activity was occurring on this? But think about that. Churches versus casinos. It should say church versus lap dances. Nevertheless, that's what we face here. The criminality is on full display. You want to go to church? Oh, no. You want to go ahead and go to a bar and have a lap dance? Absolutely. Okay, this is, you couldn't get a better quintessential hearing right now to highlight the problem. There you go, James.
Well, how do you think it's going to turn out?
They're going to have we told you so. This was horrible. The Constitution has been violated. This is really bad. We got to put rules in place to never do it again, and then we'll move along. Kind of like the IRS hearings in the mid-90s. You know, the Republicans were like, oh, my gosh, the IRS is so horrible. People were covering their faces and talking. They had, manipulations of their voice and stuff so they could tell you how evil the IRS was without repercussions. And then the Lois Lerner thing happened 20 years later. And then, hey, a few years later after that, now they're just like, the IRS is really bad, but no one's doing anything about it at all. They're just basically hiring 87,000 more agents with guns. Okay, they're not doing anything. So nothing will happen here. It's just like it's kind of like the, what's this guy that's testifying? John Durham testifying before Congress. Yeah. Nothing's going to happen, James. Nothing at all.
Well, that was interesting, wasn't it? Because that Durham report, completely exonerated Trump. And we saw that, too, with Charlottesville. The city of Charlottesville hired an independent investigator. His name was Timothy Heafy, who was a system guy. I mean, he was a guy that had been employed by the Alphabet Soup organizations an entire life, but they hired him to do an audit of what really happened at Charlottesville. And, of course, in Charlottesville, as everybody knows, all of the blame for what happened that day were put at the feet of the people who had the permit and the true constitutional right to demonstrate at a public park. All of that was put at their feet, and the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter terrorists who were there to disrupt the rally to keep the Robert E. Lee Monument in place there in Charlottesville, Virginia, were, of course, told the narrative was that they were the good guys. But anyway, the city of Charlottesville hired Timothy Heafy to do a report, and he was one of these very, very, very exceedingly almost non-existent rare people who went in, dug up the facts, and gave an honest assessment. And he basically said the fault wasn't at the The fault wasn't shouldn't be laid to blame on the people who had the permit, meaning that the people who were called the white supremacists, the white nationalists, so on and so forth, basically weren't the cause of the problem that day. And that got memory hole, just as the Durham report isn't going to go anywhere. If it doesn't fit with the system, it's just flushed and thought to have never existed. But that's as all facts are, and as all scientific evidence is, and medical evidence is, with going back to the gender issue. So what can you do? I mean, the Constitution offers no protection. The Constitution does nothing for us when the people who are entrusted to safeguard it are criminally corrupt, as all of our people are. So, yes, I mean, a congressional hearing makes you feel good. Oh, they're really trying to get to the bottom of it, but they're not.
Amen to that. I'm writing my headline for last hour, by the way, while we're talking, that relates to this whole thing, and I think it's clear. Look, the Unit Party is basically has created the destruction of America, and we've allowed it to go on so long that, you know what, we're starting to be concerned that we can never recover. Now, James would say we're already it's not a concern anymore. We can never recover. I'm afraid he's right. This is a serious problem, ladies and gentlemen. When Special Counsel John Durham can literally prove in his report that they were criminal, the FBI, the Justice Department, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, all went after their political opponent, partially when he was a candidate and partially when he was president of the United States. They could literally document in courts of law that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and the Justice Department and the FBI, and they all were criminal in bed with the media to go against Donald Trump and favor Biden, and then literally run around and commit election fraud on those narratives, and then claim that we're nuts because we claim election fraud. Well, while Special Counsel John Durham literally says we've documented all of it, but John has no accountability in his report. There's no accountability for any of them. When you can literally have a federal judge literally saying, yeah, go ahead and mutilate your little kid, that's fine. The Constitution endorses that. When doctors' groups literally lie scientifically and claim that, hey, gender transitions or body mutilations and hostile chemicals for your health, that they're legitimately medically necessary. When the House Oversight Committee literally says, yeah, we're going to go ahead and hold hearings on this. 3 years later, you know, hey, it's unconstitutional, churches versus constitution or versus churches versus casinos. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Folks, they're playing you for suckers. Get a load of this story. The New York State Legislature gave final approval to the legislation that now provides legal protection for New York doctors to prescribe and send abortion pills by mail to states that have outlawed abortions in their states. So if you're a doctor in New York, you can send an abortion pill to Utah, Tennessee, wherever, and a girl can eat this abortion pill and murder her baby. And the New York legislative body said, hey, we endorse this. This is fine in New York, and we will not cooperate with any other state that wants to do prosecutions against doctors in New York. And it looks like the governor's going to sign it. Folks, this is insanity, the blurring of the checks and balances. Other patients are now receiving death pills in the mail from overseas. Half of the abortions in America are now carried out by murder medication using two government-approved drugs, James. Think about the assault on our young. Think about the supremacy clause for a second, and now you got New York literally protecting their doctors as they murder children across the United States, thumbing their nose at the other states saying, you can't do anything about it at all because we won't cooperate with you. We won't play the game. This is going to be the destruction of America if there ever was one. Because once states start saying we're not going to cooperate with other states or we're going to force our will on other states, wow, we're done, James.
No, well, we are done. And this is what I'm talking about. And this goes back to something that we've made mention of before during the conversations about these incredible issues that just defy belief and any form of decency. When you went back to the war between the states, I submit that the causes our differences now are so much more widespread and so much more serious even than what caused us to have that four-year conflict. I mean, you've got some states now where teachers are not required by law to inform the parents that they are helping these kids get the information they need to so-called transition. So you've got school counselors and school teachers now talking one-on-one with kids about getting them to transition. I mean, that's what we talk about when we talk about grooming. And the parents don't have to be notified at all. I mean, can you imagine that, Sam? And I say, what you look at what divides us now as a people. I have no common ground with that thought process. And if people try to do that to my kids, oh, my God. You have half of America now that's in that camp. You have the other half who are the extremists, of course, that want to teach their kids to go to church. And maybe it's not the best route for a young lady to live her life in a cubicle, chasing a career rather than raising a God-fearing family. I mean, we're the extremists, you know, you see, who believe things like that. But there's just those are just a couple of examples. The examples are so numerous now and so serious. And I just don't see how you have a union, how you can exist in a union with people who are so radically different. These are not.
Well, and that's why my headline, issues. I just finished it, says this. The Uniparty is driving the death nail into our constitutional republic, James. That's what's happening.
Yes, absolutely. And so, but that doesn't mean, look, here's the thing, though. You know, I'm a happy warrior, and I'm eager to get out there and mix it up. And I do think that things can turn. But when they turn, and whatever our eventual salvation may be, and I'm not just talking about, yes, we win in the end when we go to heaven and we're with our Lord. I'm not talking about that. I don't believe that it's inevitable that we can't turn it around here on earth, all right, and have something for our people here that is a healthy, functioning society. But it is not going to be, I don't think, the America as we've known it. But that's okay. I mean, as long as our people exist and as long as our faith exists, then we've got a future. But that future may be very different than what we see now in terms of 50 states in a so-called union, the geographical area we know as the United States. I mean, what comes in the future may look very different than it looks now. And I would rather that die, you know, our ties to this system of government that we're under now and the 50 states that make up this country. That can change so long as our people exist. We'll be fine. But I think that that's what the solution is going to have to entail. It's going to be something that looks totally different than what we have now, because I don't think you can reform it from within. And I don't know, Sam, if I want to. I don't know if I want to be in a union or under the same government that pushes these kind of sick and degenerate and very evil and life-changing things on my children and grandchildren. I can keep my children protected to an extent. As so long as I'm their parent and they're living with me before they get out in the world. But what's it going to look like for our children and grandchildren when we're not here? You know, we've got to do more. And I don't think doing more means voting harder, because this system is rigged. I mean, Trump is even saying that now. You've got even Trump saying, I can't get a fair trial. I'm not even going to go. In the case of the E. Jean Carroll lawsuit.
Well, and that's the problem in New York that we're facing. Ladies and gentlemen, look, they are working on a digital currency right now, James, and Biden is going to introduce Biden bucks. You okay with Biden bucks?
I'm not okay with the bucks we've got now as far as it goes, so I can't imagine this being any better. Sure, it'll be worse, as that's what progress is after all.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Russian forces are reportedly attacking a rebel mercenary group advancing towards Moscow. According to Reuters, military helicopters opened fire on a convoy of Wagner Group soldiers. Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a video address, says the group is betraying them by taking actions against soldiers in Ukraine and ordered his military to act.
We will defend our country and our statehood from any threats, including internal treason.
Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin has said there would be retaliation for the alleged deaths of over 2,000 of their fighters at the hands of the Russian military. They claim to have seized control of a major city just across the southern border with Ukraine. A top-secret military acoustic detection system heard what the U.S. Navy suspects was the implosion of the Titan submersible. Aaron Rial reports.
According to U.S. defense officials, the Navy began listening for the Titan almost as soon as the submersible lost communication with the mothership on the surface. The discovery played a role in narrowing the search for the vessel. The Navy asked that the specific system used not be named, citing national security concerns, as it normally is used to detect enemy submarines.
Searchers found debris from the submersible roughly 1,600 feet from the bow of that Titanic wreckage. Officials say all five passengers likely suffered an instantaneous death. Special counsel Jack Smith is asking for a delay in the start of the trial of former President Donald Trump after he pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal counts relating to handling classified documents. A request filed yesterday looks to delay that trial until December. A new report says Americans looking to move into their own home outnumber the available houses by nearly 2-1. The report by Zillow says there were about 8 million individuals or families who lived in someone else's home in 2021, and only 3.7 million homes were for rent or sale. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio, hard-hitting talk, always at your fingertips. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm still talking to James Edwards in this two-hour incredible interview we did on Wednesday. Internet gremlins got us. The storms took down the internet so many times, we didn't air the show on Wednesday, but we're airing it today. So we've got a lot of comments on the submarine or the submersible that went down. There was five that likely died. And what I find fascinating, I don't trust the story at all, ladies and gentlemen. I don't believe what we're being told. I believe what we're being told is an absolute lie. And I don't know what the facts are in the case, but I do know that I do not trust one bit what we're being told. Why do I say that, you ask? What evidence would I have for that? First off, the government knew full well that they had a huge, strange sound a couple hours after it submerged. And they say that sound is consistent with the aircraft imploding, or I'm sorry, the submarine imploding. Well, the problem with that is, how do they know that? But then they're running around and telling us things like this. Oh, they're going to run out of air within 96 hours. And oh, we hope we can find them before they run out of air. Well, they knew that it imploded. They started monitoring and the sounds, and now they start emitting things like this. Well, we don't want to reveal the technology that we used to determine this, because it's, you know, technology normally used to monitor and detect enemy submarines. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're using enemy submarine detection technology? when this thing submerges after some strange noises, but then you're telling us, hey, you know what? We hope they don't run out of air. We're going to continue to search for them. And then you come on the back end and say, likely they died in the instant the thing imploded. The story's not adding up, folks. Now, what happens is they say we're conspiracy theorists, and there's big conspiracies around the Titanic. Well, this story where they're going down to view Titanic wreckage, now we're adding conspiracy onto conspiracy. Either it's a crazy web of intentionally spun conspiracy, or there's more here than meets the eye. Well, you're going to hear James Edwards and I talk about it on Wednesday when it was still live and happening. But I want you to know now, we know a lot more now than we knew then. But I want to play what we said then because I think it's just as relevant as it is now. Here's Sam and James to talk about it.
Question.
Did you end up with any
avocados?
Right here. There you go. Thank you. You're welcome. You're there, Cam? Did you start the soundbite?
Five-person sub. About the size of a table. And they could fit five people inside it. And it was run by this private company that you pay. It has a pilot, and it takes up to four passengers. And the passengers don't have to have any sort of training in submarines or anything at all. They have to be able to sit in a confined space for a few hours and climb a ladder and things like that. But other than that, and it's something that millionaires do, it's $250,000, and you go out to sea, and the submarine takes you down, and you drive around the Titanic. And the submarine is put together.
Oh, I have read a little bit about this now.
Yeah, the submarine is put together by using, like, spare parts, and it's actually piloted by using a PlayStation controller, except not a real PlayStation controller, one of these off-the-market off-brands is what they use to drive it. Well, anyway, it went missing 2 days ago. They had 96 hours worth of air of oxygen on board, and we're on the third day now. So I have been, my wife told me about it last night, and it's just, I mean, obviously it's horrific. It's terrifying. Your heart goes out to the people on board, and we don't know if they've been crushed or if they're just at the bottom of the ocean or if they were able to come back up and they're floating around somewhere. They're trying to, they're surveying, the Navy's surveying a search grid the size of Connecticut trying to find them, and they've got about 1 day of air left. But anyway, so you think about something like that, it puts things into perspective, I guess. But it's just things like that are,
yeah, I have read a little bit more about this now that you kind of back into the discussions. Missing Titanic submarine live updates. They're saying that they're hearing sounds.
Yeah,
they say noises detected in search, and I guess a Canadian aircraft heard underwater noises in the search area. And anyway, I hope they're successful in finding these people. You're right, it's a tragedy. I don't know that I would go on a tourist submarine that's controlled by that, though, in the first place. I think technically it doesn't seem sound to me, and the proof is in the pudding.
Well, I've read all of the naval experts and submarine experts saying there's no way in the world they would have gotten on that thing. Now, of course, it's easy to say that after something like this. It had been in operation for some time. I mean, this wasn't like its maiden journey. It was put together a couple of years ago, and they've done several of these trips, apparently. But, man, I mean, that is a terrifying way to end. And but it is fascinating. I mean, obviously, things like this are whether it's a space shuttle or submarine. I mean, things like this do captivate the imagination.
Yes, and it does demonstrate that, hey, a little blips in the radio show doesn't doesn't matter too much in the scheme of things that way.
Getting back to the practical matter of things we've been talking about all morning, talking about things are not going our way. Court rulings are not going our way. Elections are not going our way. Are they even being fairly adjudicated? are these things, in fact, rigged? Is there any way that truth and actual justice, not what passes as justice now, can prevail in a society that has gone so far down the wrong trail? But I would encourage you to remember something that I do believe, and that is that as bad as things are, they won't continue this way. So I do believe that this ship can be righted. I think it will take an extraordinary sequence of events. I think that, unfortunately, our people are going to have to suffer a little bit more first. I think that our people are too content. Our people are still too well off. I mean, rare is the man, and I've said this many times, rare is the man who is going to risk being ostracized by society. Rare is the man who is going to risk his social status. Rare is the man who's going to risk his job. And that is not something that is a ridiculous notion. I mean, to say you need to go out and risk your job. Not many people are going to do it with you, but you need to go out and be a martyr for your cause. Sam and I take risks, obviously, doing this, and a lot of other people do. But I can understand, hey, I go out there, I lose my job because I say something that offends the delicate sensibilities of somebody at my office. How does that further our cause? How does that help my family? These are real risks. These are very high stakes. It's a very high stakes game. It's not a game. It's a very high stakes situation that people are engaging in. And so I understand that. And while people are relatively comfortable, while people are still getting along, and you know, society is not very safe now, especially if you live in a major urban center, but you've got food in the refrigerator, your kids are got a roof over their head. It's tough to ask a guy who's got all of that to go out and risk everything and just roll the dice and see what happens. So I get it, but I think people, so my point is people will have to suffer more before they're able to risk more. And we just haven't gotten to that point yet. But I do believe that there is certainly a fissure that is very real and very much out there, and a volcanic level of discontent that is bubbling up just beneath the surface that is waiting for a spark. Now, what could that spark be? What may it be? Well, it could be an economic collapse. Once all of these people who are so upset, I mean, you've got half of the country at total odds with the other half, about a 50-50 split. The red states versus the blue states. And now you've got the blue states arresting the president of the red states. You've got, I mean, it's almost certainly a third world situation you've got where the new president immediately goes to arrest his predecessor. I mean, who would have ever thought that we'd have gotten to that here even a few decades ago? There's a lot of things that was going on just a few years ago that would have been unimaginable now. But yes, again, here we are. So it is going to have something's going to have to change. And whether it be an economic collapse, whether it be some sort of a nuclear war or a war, that could be the spark that the people are waiting on. And it's going to take something like that. It's going to take something, I think, quite dramatic for us to turn the rudder here. But in the meantime, we'll continue to do. I think something you have to remember is don't go out and do something foolhardy. I know that the media, the government, the powers that be like to lie about people with traditional beliefs, to say that they're extremists, to say that they're dangerous, to say that they're violent. We know that that's not true. And we're not advocating for anybody to take any sort of extra legal ambitions into their heart. It would be a disservice to our cause, and you're going to end up in jail, and that's not going to help you or your family. So don't let the media goad you into, don't become the caricature that the media would try to claim that you are. I'll show you how extreme I can be. Don't let your frustrations and the lack of justice in this society cause you to go out and do something that brings shame to you and your family. Always tell the truth in love, and with your shoulders squared and your eyes firmly affixed towards the other side. That's the way we should go about fulfilling our business. And the way that Sam Bushman has always done it. I mean, he set a fine example for the rest of us to follow. And I look back at this now on the cusp of my 43rd birthday, which will be tomorrow, and it's going by very quick. It's going by very quick. The hands of time certainly spin, and it does seem as though they speed up to a certain extent. And we look back, and where did all that time go? But let's make what time we do have here on this mortal plane the best that it possibly can be. So there are a lot of threats to the homeland, and they're not the people that they say that are committing them. It's obviously not exactly that way. But I would like to remind you now, if I could, about the new book that we have out. It's still making the rounds. We have a review of it up. The Honorable Cause. That goes back to what we're talking about. We are the good guys here. Let's not be the enemy in their narrative. This is what I was saying. Don't become the caricature. Just because liars say horrible things about us, well, you're going to call me that, I'll show you how bad we can be. Don't do that. They want you to do that. Conduct yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, and tell the truth. We have a new book out, The Honorable Cause. If you're interested in the Southern perspective, I think it's one that you'll certainly be interested to check out. You can check it out at Amazon.com. Just check The Honorable Cause. But I think if you really want me to tell you what I stand for and what I believe people should, the sort of blend and the synthesis that people should be striving for with regards to their activism, I had a listener of my program say some years ago, and he described it, what we're attempting to do better, what I'm attempting to do at least, better than I could have possibly described it myself. And he writes that James and his co-host balance issues of ethno-nationalism, history, politics, and culture with the Christian faith, which makes the whole world come into focus. There is no conservatism without order, no order without structure, no structure without the flesh being in complement with the soul. And we hear too many preachers today say that faith is all that matters. We have too many nationalists say that our physical identity is all that matters. And the vast majority of young people today have been trained to believe that neither matters. Well, everybody is searching for an identity. And to us, identity means distinction. To enemy, identity means uniformity. And the difference between those two poles is the difference between building civilization and destroying it. And not everybody can be up front. I understand that. But what everybody can do is to support the people who are up front. And that's what I would ask you to do with Sam Bushman's work and the work of Liberty News Radio. This is an Herculean effort that Sam does. He is a professional. He is a pro's pro. And he's been doing this for basically his entire adult life. He's a professional without the resources that professionals would have in media. And we're going up against the big boys. You look at all the news and the amount of times that Sam Bushman's made an impact with this network and with his work as an individual. Everybody can support the people that they feel are doing good work. And I know we've had a little bit of difficulties this morning and perhaps rambling and engaging in a few chase of the rabbit here in this segment. But I think this would be the point I would drive home here at the end of this broadcast, is that you know the people that are doing good work, and they deserve your support. Sam Bushman deserves your support, whatever support you can give. It'll make you feel good. Don't give until it hurts. We don't want anybody to hurt. We want you to give until it feels good. And what happens next, we'll embrace it with open arms, with a good-natured defiance. Life is a wonderful thing. The struggle is a wonderful thing. And I do think we're going to turn things around. I think our people are too talented and too wonderful and too strong to exit history stage left with nothing more than the whimpers that we currently see. So I think things will be okay. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. And keep your eyes towards the prize is what I would say. But the enemy does hate us. The enemy does hate you and everything that you and we stand for. And their strategy to dominate us is pretty simple. Divide us from our history. We were talking about this earlier. Wow, we've almost filled a full segment here. But every week, another city is hauling away a monument to one of our ancestors. Divide us from our culture. Every Columbus Day, every Christmas season, every Thanksgiving, every Independence Day is met with protests, insults, and calls for revision. Divide us from each other. But most of all, divide us from Christianity. And why do they want us to separate us from Christianity? Because ultimately they hate Jesus Christ, and Jesus told us that they would, that since they hate him, they will also hate us. But most immediately, because our faith, the faith of our fathers, makes us effective opponents of those who desire to enslave people to debt and to governance, which does not produce societies that foster industry, accomplishment, justice, safety, and courage. Now that and those are the hallmarks of Christian culture. And if they can purge Christianity from our hearts, or if they can subvert and pervert Christianity, as you see, remember, not every building with a steeple is a church house. If they can purge Christianity or contort Christianity into support for transgenderism and things that you see coming out of some of these so-called churches, then it's only a matter of time before they can dominate and destroy the world. And with their toughest opposition out of the way, they can do that. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, it's a wonderful time to be alive. I think it will be in this, in our lifetimes, that we see how it's going to play out. It has been getting progressively worse for generation after generation after generation. The America that we inhabit today is entirely unrecognizable from the America that my father was born into in 1954, much less the America that our founding fathers created and gave to us, a republic if they can keep it, indeed. Well, we didn't. It wasn't our fault. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't your fault. But as a society and as a people, we weren't up to the task. But I do believe that we will see definitively one way or another how it's going to play out before our natural lives are up. If you're listening to this program and maybe you're middle-aged or slightly older, I think it's coming to a head.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. So, you know, really, the solutions are on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The solutions are available to each one of us. It's something that you know, you may not realize, but most people in the media don't focus on solutions. They love to bring up problems. They love to bring up conflict. They love to bring up confusion. They love to really, you know, get you all riled up and make you feel like, oh man, there's not an answer here. There's not a way forward. That is the quintessential lie. There is a way forward. There are solutions. The suggestion that there's not is just absolutely bogus. Let me give you an example right now. There's a big problem with two main countries in America right now, Russia and China. And you know what? We want to somehow pretend that Russia's our most favored nation trading partner, but it isn't true. We want to also pretend somehow that, you know, China is our friends. They're our friends. And, you know, frankly, they're not our friends. Now, let me be very clear on this. The American people and the Chinese people are not at odds, okay? They're different cultures, different races, I get it, different ethnicities. But you know what? They, like everyone else in the world, for the most part, without propaganda and indoctrination that's so prevalent in many places, they want the same things. They're born under the earth. They're generally good people. They lack direction because they don't know about God when they're born on the earth. Got to teach them about Christ, right? But they're generally people and they mean well, and they want to be treated kindly, and they want to treat other people kindly. Now, there's exceptions to this. There's people that are, you know, evil. There's people that are schizophrenic. There's people with, you know, mental challenges and things like that. But for the most part, people are good. For the most part, people don't mean harm. Okay, so there's exceptions. There are psychopaths among us. There, you know, but people are generally good. And as a result, the peoples of these countries are not the problem. It is unique individuals who are evil, who gain power and money and prestige. It's governments who gain power, money, and prestige who are evil, who really take advantage of the situation, who betray all of us, who pit us against one another. That's the typical communist destroy tactic of Satan. That's what we're discussing here today. And whether we talk about election fraud, whether we talk about communist China and their evil attempts, whether we're talking about Russia, the problems there, the battle in the Ukraine. Look, Hunter and Joe, they're super good friends with what? The Ukrainians, the Russians, the Chinese, all of them. But yet they play hardball with them to extract filthy lucre in a pay-to-play scandal. And then our American government literally protects them. Kevin McCarthy saying there's nothing to look at with regards to Joe Biden. There's nothing here. Move along, says Kevin McCarthy. They're all corrupt, but they all have an agenda which betrays the people. Well, that happens in the United States. That happens in the combination of China. That happens in the state of Russia, or the country of Russia, excuse me, where, look, I know we want to believe Russia's gone Christian and they've jettisoned their communist ways, but it's not true. Vladimir Putin and these people, they're, you know what, KGB kind of people. They're as tyrannical as they've always been. But they've learned the lessons. Pitching hardcore in-your-face communism does not work. Good, honest, freedom-loving people push back and shut it down. Communism can't stand on its own. It's a godless system that's destined for failure. And so they've learned enough about embracing capitalism. They've learned enough about soft-pedaling socialism, but their real attempts, their real goals, their real agenda is to push the same communist, tyrannical viewpoints they always have. That's no different in Russia. That's no different in communist China. That's no different in North Korea. That's no different in many of these countries that are across the globe that we battle in. Oh, let's have a battle between Russia and the Ukraine. Let's have a battle between China and Taiwan. Let's go ahead and let the communist Chinese position troops in Cuba, 100 miles from the United States shore. Let's let communism get a hold in the Western Hemisphere where we are. See, these are things that the John Birch Society and others warned against, and we fought against, and we stood against, and we still stand boldly, nobly, independently against. But you know what? Our leaders, evil people in all countries, have band together to carry out this agenda, which is their goal to lead us to a new world order, to a tyrannical state. Our goal to reject that. Their goal to promote satanic influence. Our goal to reject that and stand with God and liberty and integrity and honor and morality and freedom and prosperity, right? That's the epic battle the world over. It's been so since Adam and Eve first got on the planet. It's been so through all generations of time. And this epic battle will have repercussions throughout all eternity. Make no mistake about that, my dear Americans. Understand where we stand in the fight. So the more we stand for liberty, the more we stand with Christ, the more the enemies of liberty will abuse us, malign us, betray us. Their goal is to destroy us. Our goal is to stand with Christ, because we know we win in the end. That's the news I've got for these clowns. We win in the end. And this riveting two-hour conversation with James Edwards highlights this perfectly. It is about God, family, and country for us, ladies and gentlemen, turning to God and repenting and following His commandments so that He will grant us and bless us with liberty. And then using God-ordained families to help each other through this life as we prepare to live with Christ once again. The country, founded by our founders, is the best vehicle to accomplish these ends. I am Sam Bushman. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the public of the United States of America.